WildCountry.fm, your country favorites. It is Monday afternoon, which means a visit with Dave Cohen from Secom Federal Credit Union for our Wild Country Connects. Dave, good day.
How you doing?
Very fine. Now, we're, of course, into the summer season. Even in this day and age, it does mean that there's a little bit more traveling than what is normally the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, gas may be a little crazy right now, but it is summer and people are still traveling, or they're planning to travel for later on this summer. So I kind of want to talk about a few things to help you save some money for your travel plans. Also, some things to watch out for when you are traveling. And one of the first things, especially because I know we are very close to the border, you know, a lot of people love to go up to Canada to vacation, Montreal, Ottawa, up to Quebec. And also, they travel down south, maybe the Carolinas or Florida. It's important to let your credit card company or your financial institution know that you are traveling, because you might spend a lot of money on vacation and they might flag it. They might say, no, this isn't them. Or they might call you or text you to say, hey, is this a problem or is this really you? Now, that's what a good credit card company or a financial institution should do. So to make sure that that doesn't happen or to inconvenience anybody, let them know before you travel that you're going to be traveling. Let them know where you're going to be, your itinerary, so that if anything happens or if any charges pop up, they know that it is you. And speaking of your credit card or your money, you know, make sure to keep your purse or your wallet with you at all times. Don't leave it anywhere. Don't forget it, because sometimes that happens. Maybe you get out and buy some gas on the way. Maybe you leave it. Or, you know, sometimes you might drop it. Make sure that things are on your person and you know where they are. Also, purge your wallet or your pocketbook of things that you aren't going to use. If you have multiple credit cards or maybe cash that you know you're not going to spend, leave it at home. Lock it away. Make sure that it's in no way in danger of being left anywhere. Also, check your receipts. You know, it's something to really look at. When you go out, you might spend a lot of money, or maybe you're paying a lot for your hotel or airfare. Okay, that's something to really think about. Check your receipts. Make sure that all the prices match, all the charges are correct. And if they're not, then let your financial institution know, let your credit card company know. You know, that's something that they can help you with. And there is loads of fraud going on, especially when you are traveling. A lot of malicious technology out there. There's skimmers, okay? If you're using an ATM that you're not familiar with, or you're spending and using your credit card or your debit card in an area that you're not familiar with, you might not know what the machine looks like, okay? Make sure that you know wherever you're spending is legitimate, okay? A credit card skimmer, it's a device that thieves can attach to a point-of-sale terminal or an ATM or anything that you use with your card, and it can copy your credit card credentials. It might be able to copy the little chip. It could do something that can really be, you know, a problem for you, stealing your money. So those are all things you should really think about when you're traveling. Now, if you are a Secom member or a member of other credit unions, you might be a member of the co-op network. Now, Secom is a member of the credit union co-op, and that features over 30,000 fee-free, okay? You don't have to pay any fees for those ATMs throughout the United States, and also shared branching. And that means you could go into a credit union when you're on vacation, and if they're part of the co-op network, it's just like going into Secom or your credit union. It's a really fun network. It's a great thing, especially if you're worried about extra charges or fees, and if you're not really comfortable going into a different place for your transactions, this is a way for you to be comfortable, okay? And you can download the Co-op Network app on your phone or find the information on our website, secom.org, as far as the Co-op Network goes. Now, another thing, especially traveling, you might be looking at your car and saying, you know what? I don't know if I can do a trip this year. I don't know if my car can take it. Well, maybe you're in the market for a new car. All right. Or maybe you're looking to refinance a car that you really love. Stop in to Secom or your local financial institution and check out the rates. All right. At Secom, we have really competitive rates. We have some great deals going on. So stop in and ask if that's something you're interested in, especially if you're looking to take a trip this summer. Make sure the vehicle that you're in can take you on the trip that you want. All right. So as far as summer travel goes, think about those tips and hopefully you have a great time.
Dave Cohen from Secom Federal Credit Union. Dave, my thanks to you, and I know we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.